You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is a nonprofit organization focused on providing and empowering small business owners with strategies, technologies, and just systems insights as to how to help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital business landscape that we find ourselves in. And things are moving so rapidly, many small business owners just really struggle to identify what it is that they should be paying attention to, who they should be paying attention to, and who to trust to start working with to help them implement certain things. And so we have a community, Tech with Heart Network, in which we provide awesome, incredibly vetted, and very heart-centered but innovative small business professionals like the one that we're going to have on our show today. Her name is Cheryl James, and she is the CEO and founder of CL James Consulting. The topic for today is automating your business without losing its soul. I know a lot of you are concerned about how AI is taking over the world or how can we stay human. So we're going to talk about that because automation sometimes does include AI, but we just really also want to empower you to leverage technology so that you're staying more efficient, right, with your time and your business so that it comes across just a better win for everybody. So Cheryl has more than 25 years of experience as a senior executive in a Fortune 100 powerhouse, and she has mastered the art of operational excellence and strategic innovation. Her expertise in project and product management, along with her ability to implement cutting-edge technology and automation, sets her apart in the consulting world. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Cheryl James.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. I appreciate being here.
Yes, we appreciate you being here because we are here to like enlighten and empower these small business owners. So let's dive into this conversation of automation. I know personally that having more automation in a business can reduce burnout, but what's the key to doing it in a way that doesn't sacrifice that human touch, that human connection factor?
That's an excellent question. And I think that the thing that we have to keep in mind is that automation is here to assist, not take over. It's just another tool for us to use. So I think that when people start using things like ChatGPT and other automation tools, it is to train it to know who you are and how you want your customers to feel. That training piece is really, really critical because it can assist you more if it knows exactly where you're going. It really can embody your heart and soul if you give it enough information.
Okay, so that's one way. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about as far as like what is a great way to, I mean, ChatGPT is perfect for training it, and then it helps you sometimes come up with the language, right? Can you maybe explain a little bit more, maybe give a for instance, help people who don't really understand what it might look like and feel like and act like when you do utilize these types of automations, but make sure you're focusing on that human connection factor, okay? Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that I talk about when I'm explaining AI and how you begin to use it. A lot of people open ChatGPT because let's be honest, it's the new toy out on the marketplace for a lot of people. They open it and they ask open-ended questions. Can you tell me this or can you give me that? I think that when we're talking about how to use it, we have to be very, very specific. When I'm using ChatGPT or one of the AI tools, number one, I give it a role. You know, can you act as a social media marketing person? Can you give me 10 ideas for blog posts that will make my clients feel empowered to implement XYZ. It is giving it that level of information. Now, this is the secret sauce that I always tell people. Once you get what you need from your AI solution and you export that out, and maybe you're tweaking it because you, A, you should be reading it, and B, you should be tweaking it. Once you get that and you finish with it and you have it in what I'll call a final version, feed it back to the AI system. That is what we're calling training. ChatGPT or any AI tool is more like talking to somebody that's moving from preschool to kindergarten. You're training them on how to do things, training them on how you want things done. People, I think AI as a teenager. And it is in respects to the amount of knowledge that it has. But when it comes to you and your personality, your language, your business, it's very much a preschooler.
Yeah, I always recommend people think about AI as if you have a nice, young, eager to help you assistant sitting right next to you in the physical world. But they have zero knowledge of anything regarding your business, zero knowledge as to what it is your goals are for your business. So it really does behoove you to make sure that you're training the AI well. And I know that you're talking about ChatGPT a lot, which is great because it is one of the free and most accessible versions of AI. I know a lot of software developers have built more sophisticated and more robust and easier to use systems than just ChatGPT, the free version. But can you speak a little bit about, like, when you're training your AI using ChatGPT, what the importance of keeping all of that training in one thread is? Because as you know, the free version, if you start a new thread, you have to start the training all over again. Can you just kind of speak to that real quick?
Absolutely. So it's a good point that you bring up. In ChatGPT, the free version, you can have multiple threads. Which is great, especially if you are maybe supporting multiple clients or you're doing some business things versus some personal things. It makes sense to have multiple threads. However, when you're talking about your business, let's use that as an example, you want to keep everything in that one thread because a new thread is, I'm just trying to think of an example. A new thread is like a different brain. It's a new brain and it doesn't know what you told it yesterday about your business. So you want to keep going back to that thread. Some people may hear people talking about, you know, custom GPTs and things like that. It's all kept in a thread so that you're training that. It's like a little sandbox. You could keep playing in that same sandbox and it learns and it continues to progress. This is really where machine learning started many, many years ago. Just training it to do simple things over and over and over and have it retain that information.
So for those of you who don't understand even what a thread is, I'm just going to super simplify this concept. It's like a conversation. So there's a conversation flow. Think about like a text with somebody. You can go back into that text after you've closed that texting, you know, window on your phone. You can go back into that person's text thread. That's what they call it. It's a thread. It's a conversation with that one person. And you can see all the history of all the texts that you guys have had back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's what she means by one thread. So when you train your AI to know everything about your company, your brand, and the goal and the things that you want it to do, and you keep refining it, training it from that preschooler to the kindergartner, you go back to that conversation thread because it's going to be able to recall what you had already told it so that you're not having to start like from a brand new scratch conversation where you have to start training it again. So that's what we mean by that. I hope that makes sense. All right, let's move on. We're moving on to, all right, so you mentioned ChatGPT as far as, you know, a tool. Is there any other place that you would recommend businesses start when it comes to creating automations? Because yes, ChatGPT helps you as an assistant coming up with content ideas and content itself. Obviously, don't ever just copy paste from ChatGPT. Always do diligence, right? Make sure that they're not quoting anything that's bogus, and also make sure it has your tone and just change a few things so that it is authentically more you than just AI. But what about any other, like, where do people start when it comes to automating certain parts of their business?
Automation is critical. I see a lot of businesses fail because they lack automation. You know, I think when you think about sending out freebies, responders, sending out welcome emails, automating the delivery of your newsletter, all of these should be happening. And there's a lot of tools out there that you can use. Your CRM generally has some automation features, but I say start there. Anything that is repetitive, that you're doing on a frequent basis. And let me break down repetitive, because a lot of times people say, well, I don't have a lot of things that I do every day. Repetitive doesn't necessarily mean daily. It could be weekly, it could be bi-weekly, it could be monthly, it could be quarterly. Whatever the case is, things that you have to physically sit down and hit a button that you can automate, those are the things. I consider that the low-hanging fruit. But definitely things like welcome emails, follow-up emails, and definitely, definitely the nurture campaigns. Automate those so that you're staying top of mind for prospective customers. A lot of people think that the customer journey starts when they purchase something from you, but it really starts at first contact. And that's why you want to have these automation sequences in place.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yeah, I also think that schedulers for your calendars, those are automated systems that you can utilize so that you're not having to spend just ridiculous amounts of time going back and forth, like, oh, that time doesn't work for me. Just get a scheduler link already. And there's free ones. Ugh, there's ones where you can actually set them up so that you, there's some paid versions. So you can set them up so that if you have a certain type of a meeting that does require a payment to be made, that those payments can actually be collected. So that's also handled automatically. So there's many different systems. Think about it. Just like think about what you're doing in your business that can be automated, and let's start moving you towards automating that. Because how many of you are a small business owner who feels that you're constantly under duress because you feel like you got 20 plates spinning up in the air, and at any point in time, any one of them could come crashing down? And what happens, Cheryl, when those plates come crashing down because you're trying to do too much manually? What happens to your brand reputation when that happens?
Oh, reputation is a big thing. You know, we spend a lot of time nurturing and networking and prospecting to get clients. And then when the plates come crashing down, it ruins your reputation. You didn't deliver something, or you delivered it incorrectly or late. And we all know what happens that way. It's negative reviews on social media, as well as like your Google profile. And God forbid, it's the negative word of mouth, you know, people going around talking about how bad the experience was. So when you can automate all of the things that you can, and your time, your hands, your brain power is focused on delivering your product or service, that is the best use of your time. And that's how you can meet your client commitments.
I love it. I love it because think about your reputation. When you talk about your business's heart and soul, what is that exactly? You want people to perceive, right? You perceive that you are the one that they should be working with. And so therefore, by you automating certain systems, you're going to be able to easily deliver what you say, right? She talked about delivering. Mm-hmm. And that is so important, right? So, I mean, Cheryl, how many times have you hired somebody who seemed like they totally knew what the heck they were talking about as a coach? I mean, I know you're a consultant. So how many have you ever hired that seemed really good on the front end, but then their whole back end systems were a mess because they didn't have automations in place. And then that like lowered your view of them as a professional. How many? Could you just tell me?
Oh, quite a few. And I'll tell you this quick story. I was hired by a coach that I really looked up to, like on social media, in person. She looked and came across like the Rolls Royce of coaches. So put together, so polished, until I started working with her. And I realized that it was like Wizard of Oz, smoke and mirrors that was happening there. And it was only because she was able to afford a team of people that made it look like it was put together. So, you know, when I'm talking to clients, I always say, let's not be the wizard. Let's have all of the things in place. Let's look the part, you know, when we're out in public, but let's be the part on the back end and have those things in place so that we're meeting client commitments and exceeding client expectations. I think that's the critical part.
Yeah, you want to be one of those over deliverers so that people are just ranting and raving. And by the way, speaking of automation, you could automate your request for reviews. And that is a great way, because how many of you have ever used a service or a product and they request a review from you and you're just like thinking, oh yeah, I would like to do that, but you didn't have the time at the moment that message came in. So you intend to do it, but then you get sidetracked. You know, we all are so busy. And if they don't ask again, then you're going to not get a review. So yes, automating review requests is a very great way. And then also automating possibly even a quick response to that review so that, you know, Google loves action. You know, Google loves interaction. Cheryl, I know we're having so much fun with this. You and I are very like-minded. We want to empower small business owners to leverage technology well so that they are able to be more efficient. When it comes to the human-to-human connection, can you speak to what other types of activities, the efficiencies that automation can bring to a small business will free, say, the leader of that business to go do? What are some other really important human-to-human connection things that they can be doing for the business growth that automation can free their time up to do more of?
Oh, gosh. One of the things that, you know, it's funny because I never thought I would say this, but one of the things I love to do is go out to in-person networking. You develop a relationship and a connection with people that goes far beyond what you can do on social media and things like that. But you need to have time to do that. It's definitely an investment. So if you have your automation in place, you can go out and meet people. You can have coffee dates. You can be networking. You can join organizations that will allow you to expand your audience. I think that is so critical that you're doing that. I know COVID had us in the house and we had nothing to do but Zoom, but now we can actually go out and shake a hand. And if you have local businesses in your area and you work with brick and mortars, one of the things I always suggest is physically go to your customers' locations. You know, you can take coffee, you could take donuts, you could do something so that you do not make your customers feel like they're just transactions. You want to humanize it. You want to make them feel like they're part of your corporate or your business family, but you need to have the time to invest in that. But that is truly when you're focused on that customer experience and you want them to feel joyous whenever they see you.
I know that I love what you're saying because it's not done enough. And also, I know that kind of is a great transition into our next topic, which is, you know, keeping with your brand's mission and values. What are some key practices with automation? Like, for instance, let's just say following up from a networking event. What are some key practices that we should be utilizing when we're doing that combination, because we really need to be out there. We need to be connecting with humans some way, somehow. And then what do we do with that information that we collect, the contact data, the you said nurturing, like what is a key practice for businesses?
What I would say is, number one, within 48 hours, and this is my best practice, within 48 hours after a networking event, I make sure that I reach out to those people that I've met. I drop their information into my CRM and I already have a nurture sequence already built. It just reminds them who I am, where I met them, talks a little bit about my business, gives a link to my calendar schedule so that they can get on my calendar for a 15, 20 minute, you know, coffee chat. Just so it's top of mind. A couple things that I'll add in there. In your emails that you're sending out, it is very, very helpful to have a picture of yourself on your email. You figure, you know, I network 3 to 4 days a week. Sometimes it's like, okay, I kind of remember this person, but if I saw what they look like, I would definitely remember them. Having that picture not only creates memory, but it also reminds them of who you are and something that you said. The other thing that I'm going to add in there is, as part of your email sequence and your campaigns, you can include a little video of you, maybe doing a personal welcome to that person and just dropping that video in. And again, you can automate all of this. You know, hi, I'm so-and-so, this is what I do. It was so great to meet you. You could just use that video over and over. That just creates a automated yet heartfelt experience between you and the prospect.
I got goosebumps, man. I mean, everything you're saying is just spot on. Again, it's you leveraging technology, automating repeated tasks, making it easier on you, the business owner, creating more efficiency so you don't have to hire as many people to help you, but you're able to deliver and over-deliver and build that reputation, automate that reputation review. And there's so much you can do with automation when done well. It is excellent. It's like so sexy. I want to feel like I got all my stuff together every day, all the time, 24/7. Yes. how many of you are feeling that way? I mean, I'm working on getting there. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there and it does feel amazing. Ooh, I dream about, oh, what am I going to get to do now because I have more time? Yes. All right, Cheryl, you have been excellent. I know that you have so much more, like golden nuggets, but let's just share with our audience, how can people reach out to you to just kind of, you know, connect, have maybe a free consultation, just see if you're a good fit for them to kind of guide them into embracing these new technologies.
Absolutely. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Cheryl James. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCLJames. My email is just Cheryl@CLJamesConsulting.com, as same as my website. So definitely feel free to reach out, free consultation. You'll get my calendar link and you can easily schedule some time with me. I call them coffee tea chats, and we can just have a little chat and we can see if I can help you get a quick win.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the thought or phrase that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now regarding this topic of automating your business without losing its soul?
Oh, that's a good question. One thing that I will say I've read this morning, it is finishing dead last is better than not starting. So start using automation now. It doesn't matter if you're slow on the trend, but you'll get there. So start using it.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yes, absolutely. We encourage you that the reason why Tech with Heart is even here is because we know there are small business owners who struggle. Technology is, it's changing so rapidly. So we have built a very heart-centered but innovative community of small business experts that want to grow alongside one another as we all work to increase our efficiencies, leverage technology, but making sure that we are putting human-to-human connection as the first and foremost important thing in our business. So we invite you to come and join our community. Go to techwithheartnetwork.com and check us out. Attend our events. You know, even if you're an expert and you want to speak to our small business audience like Cheryl's doing, we would love to have you. I can't be the one who knows everything about everything. I'm just simply a facilitator who happens to be pretty tech savvy. So we would love to have you go to techwithheartnetwork.com and even apply to be a speaker and for our community. And I just want you to be encouraged today. As a small business owner, you can do this, but you're not meant to do it alone. So come check us out, join our community. We'd love to have you. And here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.